You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
You're tuned to The Drive on your 24/7 home of the Black and Gold, Steelers Nation Radio.
This is The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio. And Matt, there's an interesting story here on ESPN.com. And I know we don't typically talk a ton of draft stuff.
Yeah, but you know, this time it's relevant. We got all the bowl games coming up and all that good stuff, too. People can look.
And there's also, you know, we talk every year about how there's a line of delineation on the true first rounders.
Yes, it's very true.
Every year. Sometimes it's 10 players. Sometimes it's 12. Sometimes it's 15. Others, you know, as many as 18 to 20.
It's never 32.
It's never 32.
And it's never 24-ish where Kevin Colbert's had his average pick.
Right.
It's 20's a lot.
It's always much less than that.
Yeah.
So the ESPN put out a story today. Matt Miller wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
And looking ahead at this year's draft, and this could obviously change, they're saying that this year's draft, there are 17 first-rounders, guys who will have a first-round grade on everybody's board.
Yeah, no matter what year they come out, their first-round picks, you know, give or take. And that doesn't mean they're blue chips. You know, like Jalen Carter's could be a top-five pick any year.
Yeah.
But they're legit first-round picks.
They're probably the way ESPN grades them, they're probably 90 and above or 88 and above, something along those lines.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's get to know those. I mean, there's a very good chance Steelers will get one of them.
So there are three quarterbacks.
Okay.
Bryce Young, who they have ranked number two overall.
I think he goes one to Houston.
Their comp on him is Tua Tagovailoa.
Okay. I think he's twitchier than Tua. He's certainly smaller.
Size-wise, they're similar.
Thinner. Right. I think he's a little more athletic than Tua.
Yeah.
But I get it. I don't know who his comp would be. I mean, he's little.
Yeah, he's...
That's a big
question. I mean, they list him at 6 foot, 200 pounds. He's probably 5'11 and buck 90.
Yeah.
Buck 95.
I mean, it's going to be like the Kyler draft.
Yeah.
Like, waiting with bated breath to see what he measures in at
the
combine.
Putting rocks in his pants.
Exactly.
Take him out for a big dinner at St. Elmo's the night before that and feed him six steaks before he gets to my
Then I'm not going to run today. Everybody says this every year, but the homework I've done, it looks like it's true. Clearly, this quarterback class is better than last year's quarterback class, but that's not where I'm going with this. It looks like next year's quarterback class is much better than this one, too.
That's what we were saying last year.
And we were right.
Yeah.
But everyone does say this every year. I mean, I guess the USC kid and the NC kid are first overall type guys, you know, from what I understand. So if you're Seattle or Detroit and like, can we live another year with Geno or Goff? Maybe we'll dip next year. I don't know. We'll see.
But are you going to be up high enough to get them?
That's the thing.
That's the
problem. We're going to win too many games, right?
Yeah. C.J. Stroud comes in at number six overall. Yeah, for his comparison. It's an interesting. I hadn't thought about this one for him. Dak Prescott.
Okay. I could see that. Very accurate with the ball, as Dak is now. Dak wasn't coming out.
A little more size, 6'3", 215.
Yeah, a little more prototypical that way. Good runner. The question with him, which is the Ohio State
question since
the dawn of time, is – how do you deal with pressure and when things aren't great and your players aren't a ton better than everybody else? And Justin Fields aside, maybe. I mean, my son's a big Ohio State fan for some reason. He's like, Dad, has Buckeyes ever had a good NFL quarterback? I'm like, no. I mean, I don't know how you overlook that. I mean, I think you have to bring it up in the draft room. Yeah. And that's not C.J. Stroud's fault. But
no, it doesn't.
I mean, there's a lot of good quarterbacks.
I mean, do you consider Joe Burrow an Ohio State quarterback? I mean,
no, because he was never their starter.
But he was there.
I mean, he was there, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's just everybody says the Oklahoma quarterbacks all stink.
I know.
Well, Jalen Hurts just came out of there, so.
I mean, you absolutely can't scout the helmet.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's different, of course, but it's 40 years of Ohio State quarterback.
And then Will Levis comes in at number 17. His comp is Matthew Stafford on here.
I've heard that, too, because he is a little wild. I mean, Stafford coming out was a lot of picks.
Yeah.
Really gifted, big, strong, best body of these three, but the rawest.
Yeah. I just don't know, you know, how much Levis has around him at Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
That's always going to be the question. I think the last year's Kentucky team was more talented than this year's.
I think you're right. I think you're right. I can't comment. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, their program's come a long way in the last 20 years, but it's not like these other guys.
One running back, Bijan Robinson, fourth ranked overall. They're comping him to Saquon Barkley.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's the total package, as good a running back prospect as you ever see. Some people have Gibbs from Alabama, too, also in that mix, but he wouldn't be one of the
Doesn't have the size that Robinson does. Yeah,
Robinson is a star.
So if you're a Steeler fan, you want those four guys
gone.
Gone.
Go
ahead. Go off the board. We're not taking any of those guys.
Yep.
At wide receiver, there are three.
Okay.
Again, I don't know that this
I'd
is.
I'd be shocked if the Steelers.
This is not a position to steal.
Right.
Yeah. Jordan Addison, of course, everybody around here is very familiar with him. Comp on him is Keenan Allen. I don't see that.
I don't think he's as physical.
He's not as big either.
No,
Keenan Allen's a big dude.
And Keenan Allen ran like a 4.7.
Yeah.
Addison
well, that's the question they're saying that Addison might not run that well.
Really? Okay. I mean, you just think of a little smaller guy playing in space. I think he's more like, man, I don't like comps.
I think he runs good routes.
Right. But I don't see Keenan Allen as a
no, not
pure
at all.
Slot.
He's 6'1", 175.
Yeah, and he's not going to win as many contested balls.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see what he runs. I mean, if it's 4.5-ish, that's fine. You know, can he be Terry McLaurin? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
I definitely think this receiver class at the top.
It's not as good.
It's not as good. Yeah. I mean, the Wilsons and Londons and those type of dudes would all go ahead of these guys.
Jackson Smith.
Njigba.
Yeah. They have him ranked number 12 overall. He hasn't played much this year. Of course, he's from Ohio State. They've got other guys, surprisingly enough, at Ohio State.
He was their leading receiver last year. Right,
yeah.
With these two studs. But he wouldn't have been this year with Marvin Harrison Jr. More of a slot. I think a lot of people were a little concerned with his testing. Would this bother you at all? I know times have changed dramatically. If it was any other bowl game, I wouldn't care. But he's not playing the rest of the year, and he could. You know, like, you could win the national title.
Right,
you know,
that's...
Like, this isn't the
it's a little different.
Yeah, this isn't the lawnmower bowl, and you know, I mean,
and
I
you miss most of the season.
Right, right. I mean, you're playing Georgia
now. Maybe the hamstring is completely torn, and you need to.
I guess that's possible.
Yeah,
but he's not going to play again.
Doctors are saying that you know, if you go out there, you could really tear the hamstring, and then
now
all of a sudden you're a third round draft pick.
Yeah, and I get that. I mean, if it's serious risk, we're talking about millions of dollars in a kid's life, but you could win the national title.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that one's a little not as clean cut as some of the ones that opt out.
And then Quentin Johnston from TCU comes in at number 15. His comp is T. Higgins.
I've heard Mike Evans.
Yeah, 6'4", 215.
Mm-hmm.
I think he runs better than Evans.
Yeah, he might be a little better after the catch from what I understand, too. But I wouldn't think any of those are in the Steelers mix in round one.
So, again, those guys go ahead of you. That's now seven different players.
Right, that are going in round one.
That if they go ahead of the Steelers pick, the Steelers are going to be happy about that.
Yeah. These guys know way more about the draft than I do, but I've heard some people say Smith Njigba is not guaranteed the first. I mean, he's definitely a top 40, but again, they know better than I do. Maybe he's.
I think he's pretty good.
And receivers go high.
From what I've seen,
last year tape, yeah.
Tight end one, Michael Mayer from Notre Dame, number 8 ranking on this.
His he could go before the Steelers pick.
His comp is T.J. Hockenson.
Okay, he had a better college career than Hockenson.
Yeah.
I mean, he is really physical.
He's bigger.
Tough to get on the ground.
6'4", 265, can block, and can do all that stuff.
I mean, he's a first-round tight end all day long, and they've been saying that for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. Now we get into...
But again, you want him to go, too.
That's 8.
Mm-hmm.
2 offensive tackles.
This is where it gets a little hairy.
Paris Johnson Jr.
You know they're going to go high.
Yeah.
The Penn State kid opted out, you know.
Paris Johnson Jr., he's number 7
okay.
from Ohio State. His comp is Teron Armstead.
You'd take that all day
long. Oh, you'd take that all day long, yeah.
I was watching him their last game. He moves really well. He bends really well. He's the he was a guard up until this year because he's at Ohio State and they had 2 tackles.
Yeah.
If he was a Pitt, he'd be a left tackle since the day he walked on campus. No offense, Pitt friends. But, I mean, he's a superstar talent, but he's only been a tackle for a year.
Yeah. You know, he is not opting out of their bowl games.
No, no. When it's all said and done, just his profile, and again, I've watched like 2 games of him on TV, you know, while I'm half paying attention, probably isn't there in the Steelers pick.
He's a junior.
He's a junior with all the traits.
Upside.
And, yeah. I mean, I think he has a better chance to go 5 than he does 15.
And then Pete Skoronski from Northwestern at number 14.
Yeah.
His comp is Ryan Ramczyk. Again, you would take that all day long.
See, I think his comp is Zach Martin.
I wouldn't have a problem with that either.
I know. But here's, I mean, to nerd out, he has 32-inch arms. That's shorter than any starting tackle in the league.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's below the line. You know, it's not Joe Thomas, he can get away with it. I mean, there's, you know, Slater, who was there, the Northwestern kid before him with the Chargers now. He's only 6'3 and 3, you know, beat you. I mean, there's people that know the stuff say he is the best blocker in the country. But arm length is a problem, and it's only going to get more of a problem. Sitting here in December, I don't know if I would trade the Steelers' first-round pick for him. Because if he's not a left tackle, for this line.
You're not. Are you taking a guard? I hear what you're saying. Let's say the pick is 12 or 13. Are you taking a guard that high?
Not on this team. Maybe if I'm Houston or I need 3 linemen, but I want a left tackle.
Yeah. You know? I think maybe then you move down. But,
right, possibly.
Yeah,
but he's going to go in the first round. He's really good at football.
He's very good. It's almost a Linderbaum argument. We'll finally get to see Tyler Linderbaum this year.
Yeah.
Well, he's undersized.
And he's having a rough year, by the way.
He's having a rough year.
Yeah, he is.
He's adjusting to having a lot of bigger men on him who are just as athletic as he is.
Yeah, absolutely.
If not more so.
He's not winning with quickness and leverage.
Yeah.
You know, right. He's having a tough year.
But if you look at the Pro Football Focus grades, he's grading out ridiculously.
Not on tape.
Yeah.
But no, this guy's interesting. I mean, he is an outlier.
Interior offensive lineman, 0.
Yeah, I didn't think there was any worth it. There's a monster at Florida.
Oh, Osiris Torrance, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So he's been mocked to the first round a lot, but
not in the top 17.
He better be a great guard to be in the top 17.
Edge rushers, 3.
Okay.
Will Anderson.
Sure.
He's the number 1 overall prospect, according to this ESPN story.
Okay.
Comp is Von Miller.
Yeah,
obviously,
he's very
bendy,
and yeah.
Steelers aren't going to have a chance at
Von
Miller.
No. He is going to go quick, maybe 2.
Miles Murphy from Clemson, number 5 overall. His comp is Bradley Chubb, and I don't see that at all.
I don't think Bradley Chubb's someone I'd love to be comp to.
No.
First round pick. I mean, he's a good player.
He's also 6'5", 275 pounds.
I said he can bump inside. He's got physicality.
Yeah.
Cool. I was watching
He could be a 3-4 defensive end.
Possibly. I mean,
if he put on
be used properly, but
10
he
pounds,
that way.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, I think he'll be on 3rd and 8. He goes over the guard.
Yeah.
You know, move him all over the line. He's supposedly a great tester. I mean, he's a perfect example of the T-Rexes you got to try to block in the league.
And then Tyree Wilson from Texas Tech is number 13.
Mm-hmm.
He's 6'6", 275 pounds. They comp him to Frank Clark. I don't see that.
I didn't read any of this, but I read all the interviews. They have Mel and Todd and Miller and all those guys. And somebody compared him to Preston Smith.
But they said it's a lot twitchier. Yeah.
You know, I mean, and that was a good visual for me. Those long condor arms. He's like 6'5".
Who was the kid from Houston that came out this year?
Yeah. There's been a couple of them.
That are in that 6'6", 280-pound range.
Right, right. Like Pierre Paul.
Yeah, aren't quite 3-4 ends, but aren't quite 3-4 outside linebackers.
And nobody quite cares anymore.
Yeah.
Just go
rush
beat
the passer.
Up. Right. Go do stuff.
We could put you inside. DeMarvin Leal is kind of that guy.
Walker, the first pick in the draft, is kind of that guy.
Yeah.
You know, this past year.
Yeah. Defensive tackles.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Jalen Carter, they have him rated number 3 overall. The comp here, Fletcher Cox.
Yeah. Maybe better.
Better.
I mean, Cox. I mean, Fletcher maybe Cox going to is Hall a home fame, record, yeah. Right, yeah. So, I don't know how much stock you put in this, but I'm sure there were people watching the Georgia game, you know, this past week, the championship game, SC championship. And was Kirby Smart's their head coach, right? He came from Bama.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the reporters said, yeah, in our pregame stuff, I asked Coach Smart, you know, how does Carter compare to all those Bama tackles, defensive tackles you had? And he's like, we never had someone like him at Bama. Like, there's a million first-round picks, including Quinnen Williams, the third pick in the draft. I mean, he might be that good, this Carter dude.
There were a couple of plays. There was a series, actually, where
Did you see him pick up the quarterback with one hand?
Well, this is after that, okay. Yeah. LSU hits a couple of plays. Carter's on the sideline. Mm-hmm. They run him out onto the field. It's like first and 10 from, like, the 13. And he just went on, like, a Wreck-It Ralph, like The first play from scrimmage, he takes the guard and throws him onto the sideline and makes a tackle for a loss. And then the next play, he crushes the quarterback. It's like,
it's
holy
1975
mackerel.
Joe Green stuff. I mean, it really is. Or Donald. You know what I mean? Like, at the college level. I'm not saying he's going to be the best defensive tackle that ever lived, but that's the way he influences the college games. I mean, folks, don't ever think he's going to be a Black and Gold.
I look at him and I think, could he be Reggie White?
Right, right.
You know? I mean, He is strong.
I haven't studied these guys. No one put my stamp on them, but I have a hard time saying I would take Will Anderson over him.
I would. This guy's a good big man?
Right. This guy changes the game more.
Yeah. I mean he's
unbelievable.
I don't care where you line him up at.
Right.
He's going to be a problem.
I mean, last year we're watching two first-round D tackles. I'm like, I want that guy. I want the other one. Yeah. Right, yeah.
The other defensive tackle is Brian Barisi. Out of Clemson. He's number 9 overall.
I've paid a lot of attention to him lately because I thought that a couple weeks ago before the Steelers start stringing wins together, he might be in the mix if they're picking 9, 10. He reminds me a lot of Cam Hayward. He's really thickly built.
Yeah.
Loves to just go right through dudes. I don't know why Clemson does it, but this past week, and I assume throughout the year, they'll line him up as like a 4-3 end. And I assume it's because no one ever runs to that side then. But he's not real twitchy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not a burst-off-the-ball guy.
Few 300-pounders really are.
Oh, right. I mean, he's super well-respected. He's got, like, this foundation and stuff, too. I mean, he's going to go early.
Yeah, I mean, his comp here is Leonard Williams. 6'5", 300 pounds. You could easily comp that to Cam Hayward.
Yeah, they were really similar to me. I mean, Cam's better, of course.
Yeah. Linebackers. None.
Mm. Didn't think so.
Yeah. Cornerbacks. Joey Porter Jr., number 11.
You hear more and more that he's cornerback 1. I mean, that's not set in stone yet. But
yeah.
I guess he had a lot of technique work.
I'd like to see more interceptions out of him.
Yeah.
They comp him to Marlon Humphrey.
Okay.
He is physical like Marlon Humphrey.
I don't know if he goes inside like Humphrey does or not.
Yeah.
Again, there was a lot of question about being a little grabby. Probably a little bit like
that's
his
a
dad.
Lot of cornerbacks.
That's so many of them, right? They're overly physical. That'll get flagged at NFL, not college. And his technique was needed work, but I guess his technique's been much, much better as a senior.
Yeah,
or as last year.
I think he has 11 pass breakups this season. The interception should come when you get your hands on that many passes. But he is big.
I mean, he's going to be linked to the Steelers.
Yeah, he's big and strong. Right. If he doesn't go in the top 10,
yeah.
That's always a possibility.
Right.
And then.
They'll know a little bit about him.
Kaylee Ringo by Johnny Ringo. Yes. Looks like somebody walked over your grave. Friday, Georgia, number 16. His comp is Trayvon Diggs.
Okay, he looks like him. I mean, long, lean, narrow waist, you know, flexible.
This is what you get when you're drafting one of the top two cornerbacks in a draft. The guy who's 6'1", 6'2", 210 pounds. Yeah,
4'3", 8", or something. Yeah. You know, right. I don't think he's Jalen Ramsey or Sauce Gardner. I don't think they're one of those guys.
I don't think anybody is in this draft.
I don't either. But yeah, they would be gone before the Steelers pick anyways.
Right, right. I do like the kid out of Oregon as well.
Yeah.
Kind of surprised he's not.
He didn't make their
He
their
didn't
cut.
Make the 17, okay. Yeah.
Because he's almost always mocked in the first round.
No safeties in this one.
Yeah. There's a couple good ones.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a guy at A&M that's big, and there's, I forget his name, at Bama, has also been mocked in the first round a lot.
But if you're looking at Steelers draft potential guys here, I mean, basically there's five that you would look at. The offensive, the corners, the defensive tackles, and one.
And a one or, I mean,
one
maybe it's
one
Skoronsky.
Maybe Skoronic, you know, maybe they just take him and say, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, just, I forget who.
Could he play center?
I forwarded,
his body type is a center type.
It is.
Yeah.
It's funny because I read it this morning. I forwarded it to you like 2 days ago. I subscribed to Brandon Thorne's site, who, frankly, if we're just going to talk O-lineman, I trust him more than Mel and Todd because that's all he does. And I've heard him on the radio many times. He's very, very good. And his big thing, that's where I've got that 32-inch thing. He's like, there's not a tackle in the league with his arms as short as him. He's like, this guy would be an awesome center, though.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, eh, okay. Yeah. I mean, and his quote was, that's where I was going with it. He said, I don't know if he's a left tackle, but I want him on my offensive line.
Yeah.
But for the Steelers, he's not going to knock James Daniels out of a position. Left guard might be just fine.
Mason Cole's played really well.
That's the thing, right. I mean, I want a left tackle. And the beauty of adding a true left tackle to me is Moore can go compete at left guard. He could be my sixth offensive lineman. He would still have a role.
You know?
I mean, it's not like, get him out of here, he stinks. You know, then all of a sudden you got any injury to your tackle, you put Dan Moore in. Like, I can live with that.
Or guard.
Or he might be your starting guard. I think he'd be a sixth offensive lineman, five snaps a game, too.
Yeah. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. We'll see where this all goes. I mean, do the Steelers keep winning? Do they get themselves out of the situation? There's also a story on here saying that the Steelers are one of the more interesting
That's from the
teams in the first round.
That was Mel saying
this
that
year.
He said something like, he was a little off. He said they've only had a top 11 pick twice in X amount of years.
Yeah.
And because Ben was 11, Bush was 10. But I don't think they're going to have a top 11 pick.
I don't think they will either. That's where they project right now.
That's where they project right now.
Based on the FBI. But yeah.
Right. And that's why Mel said that. But I bet they don't pick in the top 11.
Yeah. So, but you're a good chance you get a shot at one of these guys.
Mm-hmm. And this year, more than ever, well, I don't know. I mean, we have new decision makers. I mean, I think that's huge in this whole process. And
not decision makers, but new.
That might be the wrong word.
Talent. Accumulator talent evaluators.
And, I mean, I don't know if the area scouts are doing things a little differently or not. I know Andy Weidel comes from teams that really, really stress linemen. I'm sure he's going to have input in that way. You know, I mean, who knows? You know,
yeah.
I mean, Kevin's not in charge anymore. I mean,
Kevin is not. Yeah,
I mean, that's a fact. But where I was really going with this is with those 2 seconds. If you love somebody and free agency treated you well, you could get to 7, you could get to 8, you know, or trade down and have a bunch of seconds or, you know, I mean, they have more flexibility to move.
They do. And that's, I think, one of the reasons why that extra second round draft pick was so attractive.
Oh, yeah.
You know, giving them that kind of flexibility in the first two rounds.
And if the Bears end up with the second overall pick, how much fun is it going to be Thursday night? Us on the air, like, they got the second pick in the draft. I mean, they've never had the second pick in the draft.
You mean Friday night?
Friday night. Well, I was talking post Thursday. Yeah. I mean,
when the smoke clears after
Friday
the first
morning.
Round, you're going,
okay,
who are the best guys available? And you always sit there and you go, oh, they won't have a chance at these 10 guys.
No, they're all gone. They should have gone in the first round.
These 10 potential first rounders that everybody had in their first round mock, and well, they didn't go. And then you look and go, well, Steelers can still get one of these guys.
And people call you for that pick, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I can't believe that guy's there. I had him my 20th overall player, and he's sitting there. I'm going to go get him.
Yeah, we don't typically talk draft
a lot
this time of year,
right.
But that story just came out today, so I did want to touch on that. Interesting, 17 players right now, and that could change.
Of course,
going to the combine. Let's say the cornerback from Oregon runs a 4.3 40.
Mm-hmm.
That'll change.
That might be enough to bump them up, or hopefully one of those 17 doesn't tear an ACL in the game.
Yeah, you'd hate to see something like that too.
Right. Single.
Yeah. You can subscribe now to The Drive. Every episode that we do is available for you to download. Subscribe today through the Steelers mobile app, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you find your podcasts. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back with the Fantasy Football Focus right after this.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.